today I want to talk about, and this is the topic, being split. This is a difficult subject. Being split refers to energy exchange experiences that, by their nature, cause a break in the identity of the person affected. You can imagine that a person walking across an intersection of a road who is hit by a car will have a different perspective about walking across intersections after that event. The direct and simple facts surrounding an energy exchange experience are pretty much simple and straightforward. As an example, the facts would be hit by a car that was moving while walking in a crosswalk at an intersection of Street A and Street B. The facts of an energy exchange experience are not the complicating factors. It is our interpretations and conclusions about the energy exchange experience that create havoc in our lives. The forms of meaning we create about the event, the participants, ourselves, God, etc., cars, highways, laws, are what are important to our lives going forward. Here is one way of looking at how life works. You, I, and everyone else engages with life by taking some form of action, even if that action is inaction. After a time, we pull back and assess what happened in that engagement. In our judgment, we try to make up rules that we think we just learned during that energy exchange experiences. We will want to use the new rule so as to be more effective in our next energy exchange experience and engagement. Then we re-engage. After a while, we pull back, assess our effectiveness, then we will adjust or make a new rule, and then we re-engage, and we will repeat that process over and over again in life. You can see this process played out in every sporting event on television. It is absolutely crystal clear in American football as the offense tries to engage with the defense and make progress down the field, while the defense tries to prevent that progress. When they go back into the huddle, they assess what they learned during that last play, and then the play that they call will be based upon their adjustment or a new rule that they make up. Here's the main difference between life and American football. In American football, the players know they are playing football. In life, there are many times when you don't know what to expect, or there are many times when you are hit by the unexpected. A collision on a football field is vastly different from a collision involving a car and a pedestrian in a crosswalk and many other non-anticipated energy exchange experiences. While some energy exchange experiences break bones, the split I'm talking about is related to our self-image and our identity. I should make these concepts plural, self-images and identities, because we don't see ourselves as one single image, and we don't have only one single identity. Who we are when we're playing with a small child and who we are when we're in a competitive situation as an adult are different. Let's talk about the word split. If you have seen someone getting firewood ready for use in a fireplace, you probably saw the act of splitting wood. A wooden log of a certain length is stood on end and hit hard with a fast downward chop of an axe's blade. The split log, split by the ferocious energy exchange experience with the axe, will burn more easily in the fireplace than would a round log with the bark still on. The split log will not grow back together again, unlike a broken bone. That's another thing about split. The word split connotes a longitudinal break, while a break, like a broken leg, connotes a break across the bone. Splitting down the middle is a more dramatic event than a break. In 1976, a friend and I went to see a world-famous psychic. It was an important session. One thing he said still sticks with me. He asked, "What happened to you between the ages of 8 and 10? I said, "I don't know. Probably a lot, I guess." "Well, whatever it was, it split you in two. You were a winner, but then you were split into a winner and a loser." I never knew for certain what happened, what event he was speaking about. This conversation was the first that indicated to me that a person's view of themselves could be dramatically changed by an energy exchange experience. And today, this makes perfect sense to me. We see ourselves in different ways according to the context, as I mentioned before about the gentle father and the competitive man. I suppose, if we were whole and not split, we would appear to be consistent to ourselves and others even as the context changed. Who is whole? Who do you know who hasn't been split by trauma or abuse? Do you feel whole? I don't. The good news is that we are not like the log that gets split. Our splits can grow back together and be healed, and that possibility is what is so exciting. How exactly does a split occur? As an energy exchange is happening, the process and/or the result is very different, in a shocking way, from what was expected or intended or desired. There would be an almost complete lack of awareness of what was occurring or even that it was a possible that this could be occurring. Sometimes the amount of energy in the exchange is so dominating, so overwhelming, that the split seems obvious. But like other delicate objects, even small amounts of energy can cause a break. But more than the quantity of energy in the energy exchange experience, it is the mental processes that are most causative. The meanings of the experience that we and others imagine them to be make them so. As Bruce Lipton says, perception is everything. I consider the meanings to be two types, interpretations and conclusions. For my purposes, interpretations are our perceptions about the event, the energy exchange experience, in all of its detail. Conclusions are the meanings that we imagine and we apply to ourselves, to other people, to God, etc. Conclusions assign blame with judgments that often cause the split between who we felt we were or who we wanted to be, and who we became because of this painful energy exchange experience. Basically, the pattern is similar to this. I thought of myself one way, and this energy exchange experience showed me that I was completely and undesirably different. Or, I wanted to be seen as A, but because of what I did, the energy exchange experience, I was now seen as completely and undesirably different. Or, my identity going into the energy exchange experience was whole, but then what happened showed me to be not that way at all. If our electromagnetic lives consist of activity, bonding, rejection, being split is the result of rejection. When we give meanings to the energy exchange experience that are positive, we bond with parts of ourselves. I really liked how I hit that ball. In this case, the athletic or ball-hitting self. If the energy exchange experiences and the meanings are negative, we will not like those parts of ourselves. We will reject ourselves. That is how we go from feeling whole to being split. If we were to examine the timeline of our lives, we could identify events, that energy exchange experiences, that ended badly. Badly meaning what we didn't expect, didn't intend, didn't want. Putting these events in chronological order would show us a flow of events that interfered with the healthy wholeness of our identity. These splits, once drawn into our awareness, start to lose their power to negatively influence our behaviors in present time and, of course, our lives. To bond with something once rejected requires compassion, forgiveness, and oftentimes remorse. Kindness and gentleness are also parts of this healing process. Here's another form of being split that is both less traumatic and much more common: being pulled in different directions at the same time. How often do you want to do one thing, but then another thing attracts your interest and you want to do that too? I had an example earlier. I wanted to write, but then I wanted to set my clocks now that daylight savings time is over. I was pulled in two different directions, but ultimately changing the clocks won. I spent less than 2 minutes setting the clocks, and then I went back to writing. That goes on in our lives over and over again. Isn't it easy to now look at situations and see the electromagnetic nature of our universe played out in our lives? You can feel the pull and the push, the bonding and the rejecting energies that go on and on. The things that you want to do today, tomorrow, and the days that follow adhere to this electromagnetic nature. You will bond with certain things, people, objects, activities, and you will reject certain things, people, objects, and activities. And when you notice that you're attracted or repelled, that awareness allows you to understand what is happening, and with a little bit more discernment, the beliefs that you have that give rise to the attraction or the repulsion. If rejection is the basis of being split, and I'm talking about a single individual being split into parts, a split between two people in a marital discord, or a split in a business relationship between partners or co-workers or customers and suppliers, etc., the solution is to bond. Now, no one is going to leap from hatred or victimhood to loving bonding in a single bound. How can a person heal a split of themselves or a split with others? To become whole requires increased understanding. To work toward understanding, understanding of yourself and understanding of others, requires communication. It is more energy exchange experiences. When we communicate, even if that communication only occurs with ourselves in our thoughts or in our journaling, in our pondering, we will start to understand our own version of reality. And importantly, we will start to see that there are other versions of reality, that is, other viewpoints about the situation that could be equally valid. Seeing other viewpoints about a situation starts to free us from the bondage of the habit of rejection. As we recognize the validity of other points of view, the intensity of rejection decreases. As rejection decreases, affinity being our willingness to be close physically to the previously rejected aspect of ourselves or to the previously rejected aspect of another. As we draw closer and closer, our chances of healing become greater. The healing of any split requires that type of understanding. If we were to understand another point of view and how it came about, we would have a lot more compassion and forgiveness for them and for ourselves, and communication makes that understanding possible. If you were to think about a cut on your finger, you would know that there was a split in your skin. Automatically, by divine design, your body would start to try to bridge the gap. In other words, bring both sides of the split closer and closer together so that they would become part of wholeness. Once again, they would heal. It's not like the movement of one side of that split is happening. Both sides would start to grow together. That's what we do in order to heal a split. When the parts of ourselves remain split, we will be inclined to reject others. Why? Because we've been practicing rejection of ourselves, so it will be easy to reject others. That's our mindset. Reject, reject, reject. On a primitive level, rejection, pushing away what we don't like or don't understand or don't know, is life-enhancing. But as a life-enhancing strategy long-term, it's a failure. Because when we start rejecting will, that is, the energy of rejection, starts to permeate our bodies. And you can imagine if you've got rejection being broadcast to the cells of your body constantly, like, I want my body to heal. Well, not without bonding, not without communication, not without affinity, not without the ability to relate to one another, will that body, the cells, the tissue, the organs, start to heal. The statement in a prayer that I've heard in Unity Church services that I've attended say, "Let there be peace on earth, and let it begin with me." Gandhi said, "Be the change you want to see in the world." When we start to resolve our splits, we become a model of wholeness for others. That doesn't mean we're perfectly whole. It just means that our progress toward wholeness can inspire others to know that wholeness through love, compassion, communication, understanding are possible for them too. And we have a lot of support in our efforts, as they do too. Listen to this prayer to affirm that support. This is the pluralized version of the prayer from letter 8 in the book Christ Returns Reveals Startling Truth. Father, Mother, Life, you are our life, our constant support, our health, our protection, our perfect fulfillment of every need, and our highest inspiration. You don't hear much rejection in that sentence. We ask you to reveal the true reality of yourself to us. We know it is your will that we shall be fully illumined, that we may better receive awareness of your presence within and around us. We believe and know that this is possible. We believe that you protect and maintain us within perfect love. We know that our eventual purpose is to express you. As we speak to you, we know you are perfectly receptive of us, for you are universal loving intelligence which has so marvelously designed this world and brought it into visible form. There is not a hint of rejection in anything that I've said in this prayer yet. Unlike so much of religious dogma. We know that as we ask you to speak to us, we are sending out a consciousness searchlight into your divine consciousness, and as we listen, you will be penetrating our human consciousness and coming ever closer to our increasingly receptive minds and hearts. We commit ourselves and our lives into your care. If there was ever a recipe for wholeness and healing the fact that we feel that we're split, this prayer would be it. Thank you. It is so. Amen.